Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, Togger Draft Live. Big cheer, Q. There it is, big Q. So basically we are here live from Double Bill Cafe above Pimpshway, somewhere in central London. Chuck, where exactly are we?
WC1.
Yeah. That'll do.
And
we are going to be drafting on Togger live. In 1 minute, the draft starts. So we're going to be firstly educating me and Tom.
Yeah, I haven't got a clue what's happening.
So it's basically the last 3 years all over again on a podcast. Ash has been reading guides. I will be honest, there's a lot of Gafferazzi here. There's Patreons here. I've seen folders.
There is folders. There's a lot of paperwork. I'm scared.
Tom and I had an off-air chat about snap faxes as children, and now we're ready to draft. So we're going to talk you through it, basically hoping that you guys will start your drafts once you've heard this. Hopefully it won't put you off. And you'll get to see who people are picking first. We've got Max, the Naked German, long-time guest of the podcast. He's going to be drafting first. We've got who else in the draft order, Ash? Who else is around? Give us some names.
Doncaster.
Yeah.
Doncaster.
Yes.
Shut every hand.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got... Oscar P on the phone.
Oh, yes. P. Oh, should we need to cover that?
It started.
Well, he's gone. It's started. The draft has started. It's official. Does that get a clap? No, they're all studying.
Yay!
But no, we should say, whilst they're drafting, we'll obviously be filling you in on where to draft, who to draft and when. Yeah. When to draft a goalkeeper, that's a big question.
Absolutely.
When do you switch to defence? How do you draft? What is a draft? All the big questions. But Oscar P is in America participating in this draft. On his honeymoon.
Yeah, that's commitment. That is commitment to the Togger draft.
That is, isn't it? So he is in the draft. He's apparently taken time away from his wife to draft, which is quite mad.
I think good luck to him. Yeah.
Good luck to him indeed. All the buzz you can hear in the background is people drafting. Obviously, we might get some gremlins in the works, which Ash likes, gremlins.
He loves a gremlin.
He loves a gremlin.
What's better, gremlins or goblins?
Goblins, definitely.
Goblins, definitely. So,
he's gone.
Have we had a draft?
The first pick's happened.
The first pick is in.
What did we have, Ash? Who was it?
Hazard!
He's drafting Hazard.
Eden Hazard, who I think is injured until September the 19th. So that's good. That's good. That's
but he's
a great
playing
start.
A long game.
And Max traded up for the pick. He traded his pick.
Yeah.
He was eight and traded somebody to get first pick.
Yeah. He's gone with Hazard. I don't know if it's that bad an idea.
No, it's probably...
So we've had... someone's gone for Harry Kane and Lukaku.
Right, so they've gone already.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Tom, what number are you drafting, Tom?
I'm drafting last because of Craig's system of how we were going to line up for the draft.
Yeah, so we actually we asked everyone to provide us a number between 1 and 100, and it was the closest to the Richmond meat content on a pack of sausages.
The meat content in a Richmond sausage, yeah. I started with 92. We didn't know what it was.
No, and it's not 92,
and it's
mate.
Nowhere near 92.
92% sawdust.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've had a few. I think Ash is on the clock. This is the first big one. Ash is on the clock. Morata's gone. Lukaku's gone. Kane's gone. Hazard, Milligan, Cleese, Everett. They've all gone.
And
I don't know, sessions. Indeed. Now,
quick question. Tom, where do I draft?
Okay. You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, I do.
Absolutely.
This is Dumb and Dumber.
You're on the clock. You have to go into Enter Draft.
Where's the draft
enter
room?
Enter the
draft room.
Max, help me out. Where do I draft,
Mike,
mate?
Come on, tell me as well.
Someone show me.
Let's
so
get involved.
Who else have we had? Morata's gone. It looks like strikers, me. Tom. Strikers the order of the day.
It does look like strikers.
So there's still Sanchez, Eriksen, De Bruyne. Obviously, Aguero is still available.
There's loads of good. Sanchez is still available. That's big.
Wow, okay.
Sanchez is still available. So that is
here
quite big.
But do you think he might go?
Well, this is it. That's why presumably that's...
Oh, so
they know more than us, Ash.
It's Ash's go, and Ash is asking us who
don't
we
fucking
think.
Ask us if it's your go.
I'm not telling you.
You read a fucking folder a minute ago.
Yeah, he had a folder.
He's got 31 seconds. This is amazing.
Yeah, so Ash's time is running down. He's not sure where to go.
So, listeners,
He's going KDB. Strong.
Know if I pick him in my actual... regular team,
he's gone for KDB. Now, a lot of Gafferazzi here were saying, and it's I'll get a reaction from in a minute, strikers seem few and far between. Is that fair?
Yes.
So,
you're interesting. No, I did pick De Bruyne. But Rafael Brian went straight in for Sergio Aguero. No waiting.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Insta-pick.
And what when people are in the draft...
Did anyone see you just wait? I can't see.
There's all sorts of auto pick stuff going on if people aren't in the draft room. Oh no, you have to turn things off. This is all good things to learn.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be learning in a very hard way.
Oh, yeah, top right-hand corner is auto-draft, yeah.
Well, it's good for anyone that is new to Togger listening, because obviously we are, myself and Craig, are absolute novices.
So it's on Blue Med, I think. Now, most people have gone strikers.
It's like Joe Blue.
Ash, how do you order them on terms of last year's points? Because obviously that doesn't include new signings. That's a big one.
Yeah, that's great.
So what is the best way to do it? He's got Sanchez.
Draft pick, I think. Of course. So you can see where other people have picked them from.
Right.
Stimdog is on.
I'll be honest, mate. I'm scared. I'm really, really scared. And I don't know who to go for.
So the draft so far, I think I know where I'm going. Hazard, Kane, Lukaku, Morata, De Bruyne, Aguero, Jesus, Eriksen, Sanchez.
Yeah, Eriksen's not a bad one, is it?
Yeah. I definitely know who I'm going to go for when
really?
It's
really. Well, you're 12th, so you can tell us.
I'm last.
So you can tell us now because they can't hear us. Who are you thinking of?
Jermaine Jennings.
Oh, because what? Because we only get to chip pick
well, no,
these
you're,
players.
You're, you know. Why is it on you? Why is mine got picked?
Oh, hello.
Oh, mine went auto.
Craig
Hazel
picked
Sigurdsson.
Sigurdsson.
I didn't. I turned it off. Well, this is right.
And it's back to Tom.
Tom, so now you're picking
again. It's back on me again. Oh, hello.
Right? Yes, that yeah, it looks off.
Oh, lovely.
Tom, you're
okay,
second
it's
pick
on
now,
me,
mate.
It's on me, boys.
Oh, I've had a nightmare there.
Oh. I think I really...
Mate, they've got lists. I'm not going to lie to you.
Do you know what? I'm going there.
Where have you gone? He's gone for... He's
going
gone,
little
oh,
Josh,
my word, he's
little
gone
little
Josh King.
King. Little Josh
he's
King.
He's drafted Josh King second.
I drafted... I panicked, but I tell you what, I'm happy with it.
Well, I've got a minute and a half, so I can talk through mine a little bit. And I'll be honest, mate, I don't have a fucking clue. So I'm looking at their last season's points. I've gone in at 15. Now, to Ash, is last season's points a good way of doing it? Do you think?
Not sure. I'd do it by average draft pick. Just assume that people are mental. But then again, on average, Ibrahimovic is the 24th pick player. But is he even going to be in the Premier League?
Well, there's a lot of risks, isn't there? Sanchez is a risk.
I think so. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And that's why people have. It's me, apparently.
No, because it goes the other way.
Yeah, no, it goes the other way. So it is me. So it is me. So bearing in mind, I'm going to get to pick my own. It is Craig Hazel.
He's going.
I'm going to go for Lacazette.
Wow. He's going to Lacazette. Again, it's an unknown quantity in the Premier League.
It is, but it was also an unknown quantity when I accidentally drafted Gylfi Sigurdsson. So
that's very true. Yeah.
So it's, you know, if that's what we're doing, that's what we're doing. So, but Gylfi could sign for Everton for some astonishing amount of money. Yeah, Barkley leaves.
Yeah.
And goes to Spurs, and it's not all that bad.
Well, so what you're saying is pick Barkley.
Pick Barkley. Always pick Welbeck.
Always pick Welbeck.
I will say that, but it is on Stimdog.
It's
I feel like I've got
Stimdog.
The hang of it now, Tom.
I feel that I didn't make the most of having two picks in a row.
No, you got
Dele Alli. Dele Alli
I'm happy with
Josh King. Josh King, maybe not.
But. Tom, are you picking people you think might have fun on a night out?
I think so, yeah.
Is that it?
Dele Alli and Josh King. I think I'd love to...
King Alli?
Yeah. Sounds like
is
a
that
place...
A person?
I don't know.
Sounds like, yeah, maybe.
So, sounds like a place from Game of Thrones, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It was down King Alley and he got sliced out.
That more sounds Jack the Ripper, but it looks like, so, listening, Ash is barely contributing to the podcast. He's that into the draft. All of a sudden, we're fucking left alone. Single mothers over
Stimmers
here.
Stimmers has let it run low.
He has let
Stimmers
it run.
Has
but
gone
I like
down.
That because
Stimmers.
I want some breathing space.
Oh, he's gone Vardy.
Stimmers went Vardy. Unorthodox.
Now, you also need to start thinking about not overloading in a certain position.
Mm. Well, I think we're in danger of that happening.
No, it's all forwards and midfielders right now. Yeah. And you've got to think, because obviously last year's score, if you order them by last year's score, Ash, you don't have any new signings.
Yeah.
So you've got to think
well,
of who the big signings
true,
are.
Actually, yeah.
Who are the big signings?
Well, Lacazette, as we say.
Yeah.
Your little Chelsea fella, Morata.
Yeah, who's gone?
Who's gone? Yeah,
he's gone
taken.
By the second round. Who are the other big signings?
Gosh,
I think Kyle Walker in defence is a big one.
Yeah, but what round do you go defender, Ash?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
I think any of the Man City ones.
Because obviously, you know, the big benefits of Togger is you're not just scoring points for goals and assists. You're scoring points for tackles. You're scoring points for crosses. You're scoring points for passes completed. So all the players like N'Golo Kante and stuff start having value. So you don't just want to think in fantasy football terms where it's just like goal.
Yeah.
So they're not bad shouts, are they? So it's slowed down. It's slowed down slightly, which is good for me because. I'll be honest. One of the fellas has got a heart rate monitor on. What's it at?
Yeah, that's very true. James Doncaster has a heart rate monitor at.
Can we have a James Doncaster heart rate monitor update, please?
He's flatlining. Maybe I'm dead.
If you're quiet, they'll think you're dead. Where are we at?
Was
Somebody,
he's got three minutes to live.
He's counting down.
Sweet Lord, we're going to kill someone.
Oh, it's on my pick.
We're going to kill someone. It's not Oscar P on his honeymoon, murdered by his wife.
It's on Ash. You've got a minute left, Ash.
Oh, Ash has gone quiet. Oh, he's already quiet. He's been quiet the whole pod.
He has.
Because he's taking his draft very seriously.
Do we think it's mental to go Costa?
I think I'm not giving you any advice.
You're the only one that's asking advice.
Stop telling advice. Just let him do it.
I'm trying to create an atmosphere of helping me.
Yeah.
No, I don't want
that. It's a good atmosphere. It's a good atmosphere. Yeah.
It's a good name. Ash has genuinely gone silent. Yeah, he's got 40 seconds left. Just, do you know what, in my head, what I am learning, right, is I thought you'd be like, yeah, I'll only need 10 seconds. You don't, do you?
No, you don't.
You need that time. And I know who I'm going next, but I'm terrified that we won't even get there, to be honest with you, because we're fucking miles away, mate. Yeah. We've got to go all the way down and all the way up again. I'm not telling anyone who I'm going for.
I'm going all... I'm going Salah.
He's gone Salah.
I think there's some upset people in the room there with Salah. Salah. By the way, we talked about it just off air. Chicken Tikka Mo Salah is a very common, popular name this year.
It's very good, yeah.
It's popular.
Yeah.
So don't do it if you're joining the league.
So
no, it's rubbish.
We'll kick you out. Josh King, Lacazette, Vardy, Coutinho, Benteke, Chicharito, Defoe. Defoe's Chicharito. Car is parked outside.
Jermaine Defoe, we're pretty sure, is parked around the corner.
Yeah.
Doing a draft.
We're waiting for a little knock on the door from the little turncoat hobbit. But we won't mention that Ash calls him a turncoat hobbit.
Yeah.
Salah, Pedro, and Pogba. Pogba's pretty good.
Defoe is apparently round the corner. Someone saw a car. Who saw the car?
Raphael
saw the car. So Raphael saw a car with Defoe as the number plate.
No coincidence that he was his second pick.
So apparently he's doing a draft round the corner with Jamie O'Hara, Teddy Sheringham, and all our Daniel Lloyd's exes. And they're just having a draft.
Oh, it's back.
What's happened? We've had Pedro, we've had Pogba, we've had Mane.
Wow. It's all happening.
It is all happening.
It is.
Yes, Max. You got two goes now, Max.
Max to make it German.
That's bad. Max doesn't like that. So, yeah, so if you're a complete novice to this, obviously, if you get the first draft pick, yes, you draft first, but it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So it's a long old wait to get back to you. Right.
That's right. So you really got to make it count when you have your pick.
Yeah, there's no point just thinking of your next pick. You've got to think of your next pick and your next pick.
I think it's
a
bit harder in this as well than in NFL. Because in NFL, you have three players. You can go for three wide receivers because they're going to outscore everybody. And then it's like running backs because it's a harder position.
Although, off topic, RBs outscored WRs last year in NFL. But you're right.
Yeah. Whereas in this, it's harder.
Yeah, because defenders can score points.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when you look at it from last year, there's some, you know...
Max has gone for some great decisions. So he's got number one pick. He traded up
for it. Can you just pay attention to James's 3 year.
So let's talk about... second pick, James. Okay, so just to fill you in. If you're doing a draft league, just to fill you in, our number one drafter has gone for Hazard, who's injured till September, Ozil, who Arsenal fans hate, and Rooney in a move. I thought Rooney were going rounds like lower. I thought he'd go much lower.
Yeah.
And then James Doncaster has gone for Kane, Mane and Sané, obviously.
It's a strong thing.
Kane main same. So he's drafting Lois Lane next, which is followed by Kane. And I don't know any others. I haven't got any others. But yeah, them. So it is a strange strategy, but I was looking forward to it. Zaha's gone in the third pick of the third round, which means it's coming back to Ash very soon.
It is, yeah.
And do you know what you're doing
Johnny
next?
Costa's still available. Imagine if he doesn't go.
Well, that is it.
So I'd like to know, so obviously defenders at this point, it's very, very early to be getting defenders because they don't score as many points.
Yeah.
But I wonder, is it worth getting in the absolute prime defenders while people are just cherry picking relatively decent? So I might do that.
Logically,
you know?
The first person who drafts a defender will get the best defender available.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's whether you go.
Do you know what? I think I'm going to...
And you get two picks.
Oh, do you know what? I tell you what.
Yeah.
I tell you what. Yeah, I think that's where I'm looking.
So what I would suggest is wait till the bigger boys do it and then join in.
And don't do it first.
No. Wait till the bigger boys.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's up to you, but I think there's still some good midfielders in the game. The auto draft was a killer. I'll be honest with you. It's on Ash Kernsworth, who will use his full 1:25 because he has no idea of how precious broadcasting time is. So he'll do that.
But this is the only 1 minute I get to speak.
Yeah.
You've been able to speak the whole time, mate.
You talk.
You have a soliloquy.
So
have a go.
So I've drawn two midfielders so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got no strikers. So now I'm thinking the obvious choice is defender.
Right.
Because Alonso is still
in
Alonso
the third
hasn't
round.
Been picked.
I was
yeah,
just
but he normally gets picked in the second round.
How
statistically.
Do you know? How much study have you done?
So I think he's good. So I
what's
think
the, what are the people? No one's going to tell me anyway. They're taking it very seriously. They're not going to tell me shit. So correct, exactly.
So the next best person to pick would be, say, Barkley, but he's normally picked in the third round.
Keep him talking, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
In the what round? What round's that?
You're making up these stats. You've never done a draft. You've never done a draft.
It's like the other podcasts do. They just make shit up.
Yeah. You've literally never done a draft.
I'm telling you.
Do you know what's really nice to hear? When you talk shit and we just listen to it, we're hearing what people at home listen.
It's true.
When they're in the bath, all of them, and you hear, they're going, he talks shit. But because we don't know, we're just going, oh, Ash made a lot of sense this week. But actually, it turns out, he's picked. Did he go Alonso?
Exactly.
He went Xavi Alonso. It is Rogue. So yeah, it's coming. It's coming very quickly back to us, mate.
Yeah, I think I know where I'm going.
Do you?
I think I know what I'm doing.
Oh yeah,
I think I know.
I think Jermaine Genus is a big.
Well back. Jermaine Genus is always worth the pick, mate.
Whose pick is it? Oh, it's Raphael.
It's Raphael's pick, and then it's Oscar. Who?
Oscar is now picking.
Well, Oscar really needs... The pressure's on Oscar to pick a good team because he's never having sex with his wife again.
Yeah, that's true.
So it is worth
he needs
it.
To really commit to Togga this year.
Yeah, he's got to commit to something. Mkhitaryan's gone. He didn't even get capitals on the draft board.
I don't know why.
It's all right, mate. Oscar's on. So Oscar can't talk. So we can talk shit about Oscar because he's not here.
Chuck is now on. Oscar went with Cesc Fabregas. Do you know what? I was looking at Fabregas myself.
Well, again, it's a different game to normal scoring fantasy football. So
it is.
So these people can score well. See, I still feel like... I've got a striker and a midfielder, so I do want another... I'm not going to go defender yet. I think that's a bit nuts. Imagine Ibrahimovic stays.
Oh, no.
Do you know
I'm
what
mental,
I mean?
Yeah. So, same with Costa. He still hasn't been picked.
But do you not think they're like, one round, they won't go undrafted?
Yeah.
Because you'll just pick up off the waiver wire later.
Because they still might even be here at the start of the season. Mm. But so, to what I was talking about earlier, was one of the tabs is ADP,
Joe
average
Blinzon.
Draft position.
Yes, I saw that,
people
yeah.
that have already done the draft.
That's the percentage picked they are.
No, it's the position they've been picked in the draft.
So what does... So 24.51
means
for Zlatan...
On average, he's the 24th
in the middle,
player.
So he went in the second round, end of the second round, exactly. In the 12th pick draft.
So, yeah. So Alonso was 16.
Yes. So he went in the...
He was available for us. So there's 12 per round, isn't there?
Yeah, so he went in the second round.
So normally he'd be picked right at the second
round.
Wow,
race. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, this is all...
Who's gone Willian?
He's gone Chuck.
Right.
Chuck's gone Willian.
Well, he'll pick Willian and then he'll bin him off when Hazard comes back. And
you
else.
Slag. I was going Willian.
Yeah, were you?
Yeah.
You know you weren't.
Yeah, I was. I was going Willian.
Yeah.
Look, I've written down Willian something. Willian and I've
got
it.
Notes.
I've got notes.
I had notes.
Right, can we
Craig
just say
literally?
I made notes and Craig just put them in his mouth.
Yeah.
So.
He made them on his dick, I should add.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Really
for that.
Small notes. Stim Dog's on, 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Oh shit,
ago.
It's me after this.
Oh, Craig.
I don't know what to do. He doesn't want people. I'm on a non auto draft. That's the thing I'm most.
I think. I'm
Wait, gonna... who's gone? Sterling went. I wanted. I was eyeing up Sterling, to be honest. You don't, mate, throw hate out the door. For those you can't hear, people obviously just. Arguing with themselves for hating players, but that's lying.
So I've gone for a bold strategy so far. I was the first midfield pick and the first defender pick. So I'm obviously going to have to go.
I
goal
went
pick,
with the first Swansea player, which I think is also quite bold.
Oh, yeah.
As a tactic.
Yeah. First auto pick.
Yeah. So I thought that was a big move, to be honest with you.
I think it's interesting that.
Am I up? Right.
Eggs on.
Right.
What did Stimmers go for?
Stimmers, really?
Stimmers went
Gale.
Oh! Peter Bray went for. That's why. Oh, this is a toughie. So I've got a couple of thoughts. Tommy T Cakes.
Go on.
But obviously you're drafting next to me, so
yeah, big time.
So it's difficult, isn't it? And it's just so much about game time as well. Just don't know, right? Okay. It might be a mental one, but I've drafted Son.
He's gone Son. Well, big scorer last time, right?
Wow, really?
Inside knowledge. Son.
Big T Dog. We're going there.
Where's T Dog going?
Let the sun shine.
You're mental. You're more mental than me.
What
have you gone for?
Are you fucking nuts?
So Tom's gone for Charlie Austin.
Oh, that's good.
Do you know what? They've got cracking fixtures.
Legs. No ligaments in his dick.
So Tom's obviously now has to pick. Tom has to pick.
Do you know where I'm going now? Oh no, I'll tell you what, no, I won't.
Who are you going, mate?
I'm going here.
What are you gonna go for? He's gone.
It's controversial again, but do you know what I mean? That's the way I roll.
He's gone for
yeah, sorry.
Milner.
That's a good pick.
I'm going Milner. I've got Charlie Austin and Milner. No fucking around. Say something. Go on.
So he's gone for that.
I'm happy with that. I like
you,
it.
Are you happy?
I like it.
Okay. So I'm going to join the Defenders Club and I'm going to draft Kyle Walker early.
Kyle Walker early.
Yeah, good shout. Yeah.
Early Walker.
Oh, I should have gone that.
Early Walker.
Just the one.
I think Walker's going to go.
Everyone's
also,
on defense. It's going to be mental this year.
Trying to shit everyone up to pick defenders so there's still some midfielders and forwards I can get in about 20 picks time when we get to go again.
Yeah.
It does go by quick. Yeah. How long have we been going on, Ash?
20 minutes.
Is that it? Minutes. Jesus Christ, it feels like a lifetime.
Stim is back on.
Yeah. Fuck it, imagine the people have to listen to this shit. I think that every week, but this more than usual.
Yeah.
So we're now in the fourth round. And it's quite intense, isn't it?
It's really intense.
Nervy when it's on you.
It is a bit, but I'll tell you what, it's quite interesting that at the top, there's still players like Ibrahimovic.
Not picked.
Costa.
Not picked.
Barkley,
not picked.
Giroud,
Mahrez.
Again, understandable maybe, but
Milligan.
We can't do that every time.
There's too many of them, and no one's drafted Lloyd Isgrove, and I think that's
Daniel Sturridge as well.
I think it's a shame for everyone. So Blue Med's on. Blue Med's on. He's gone for Valencia.
Enna, by the way, just so you know, you picked Enna Valencia.
He picked Enna Valencia.
Man, you won.
Antonio.
Antonio.
Antonio Valencia.
The Man United one.
Antonio Valencia has been picked.
Yeah.
So Bloom's up.
Do you know what? Has Ash gone for any West Ham players yet? No. He hasn't.
No.
Have you gone for any Arsenal
Why
players yet?
No. Pick
Well, no one's picked Ross Barkley. That is a good point. Average draft pick was 26th, so he went in the third round on average in a 12 team.
Well, I mean, last season that would have been a good shout, Ross Barkley.
And remember, we're playing a different game for scoring.
Yeah.
So,
and he may very well be off to Tottenham. Is it going to help? Is it not going to help?
Well, that's it.
Hindrance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. What Ash, Lanzini's quite high up on the average draft pick.
I'm not
Does
sure
he
about
come
that.
Into your factoring at all? Or not?
No, not really.
Can I ask you another question, Ash? Are you queuing players?
No.
You're not?
I haven't been, no.
What's the concern? Are people queuing players? They are. There's a yes and a no. There's a mixed feeling.
Joe Bloom's
queuing.
Got about 10 seconds left. He's letting it run right down.
Bloomed.
We're talking 7, 6... Five.
He's picked.
And he's gone. He's gone Ross Barkley.
He's gone Ross Barkley.
It took him a full minute and a half to decide on Ross Barkley.
He's gone for Ross Barkley.
So obviously we're all playing through the Togger app.
Yes.
Is there a way of looking at players via club or something
like
that?
If you click the little search icon and type in the name of the club.
Right.
But that's what I've been doing.
Okay. And is there a way to play by post? Because that is something I'd be happy to do. Do you remember the post game? Have we talked about that before? Where they made up players, though. And you'd have to wait a week and a half or whatever for your match report.
Yeah.
And you'd go, oh, we fucking lost. And then to transfer a player, you'd have to phone some fucking weirdo in Hull.
Yeah.
On using your mum and dad's phone. Arnautovic is gone. That was I presume.
See.
I thought he might go before Lanzini, actually. Can they both play Ash a lot, do you think?
I don't know if they will, though.
Yeah, that's
oh, it's
the
me
one.
Under the pick.
That's some people coming in. Loving it. Loving the draft.
All right.
Hello. So we're still on the fourth round going back. Lorente's been picked. He's another one, though. There's always people sniffing around him as well. Didn't do you hear Swansea try to put some ridiculous price tag on him?
I like the idea of Llorente.
On Llorente. Well, I think they're just in the habit of.
If Sigurdsson leaves, though.
Yeah, well, they're in trouble if Sigurdsson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they'll try and sign.
I think he was
like
involved in 103% of their goals last season.
Yeah, which is impressive. Well, I don't know if they'll have to sell. I think if they're confident staying up with Sigurdsson. But they think they might go down without him. Staying in the Premier League is worth more than £45 million. So it's a mass decision.
I think
I drafted Sigurdsson because I had auto draft on. So that was my largest. No, hey, it was part me, part computer. We both talked. I wouldn't have drafted him first, but you know, I liked. Oh, Ash has got 20 seconds left, so Ash is on the clock.
I'm gonna go.
And we're getting. I think we're after the next round. I think we're about due for a break. Are we not, Ash?
Yeah.
Is it after this round we're going on a break? We're going on a break. Oscar's also going on a break with his wife as he's on honeymoon drafting. So he'll soon be on an enforced break. End of this round.
End of round five.
The rules constantly change. That is something worth noting.
Wait, what round are we on?
We're on round four. That is number one. Exactly. So Aspilicueta's gone. The defender trend has carried on.
Yeah, I think we're going to get straight in with defenders now.
You've got one, mate.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if I'd pick the right one.
What, Milner? See, I worry about Milner because Andrew Robertson is going to play, but Milner obviously could play in midfield. But I don't think he's not going to play 38 games.
What, Milner?
Yeah,
you don't think he's going to play left back anymore?
No, I think Andrew Robertson's going to play that.
Oh, I see. It's
£10 million.
Nathan Redmond's just gone.
Has he?
Absolutely furious. Just looked at him.
Right. Well, we're
he's
in.
Going Redmond.
We're going to be by the time we pick again, Tom. Though.
Yeah.
Like most of the players will be
it's
gone.
Interesting. I'm tempted to go either Ibrahimovic or Costa because if they play on the regular, cracking picks.
What are you thinking, Ash?
Picks.
Yeah, should we take a break at the end of this round?
Go for it. You're the man in charge of that.
Yeah.
So can you control that?
I can.
And we'll just tell Max not to do his second pick straight
away.
So we're going to be taking a break. So whilst all that's going on, Klassen's gone in the fourth round. Redmond, the fourth round in general, actually, it's a lot of defending. Milner, Walker, Valencia, Barkley, Lanzini, Arnautovic, Llorente, Aspilicueta, Antonio, Redmond, Klaassen. So still largely midfielders and forwards. We're
going to
go on a break after round four and be back in a couple of seconds, isn't it? We might do throw in some stuff of us whilst we work out what the fuck we're doing. But it is fun.
It is really fun.
Whilst we reorder the draft and steal their players.
Whilst we ask our own listeners how to do things. Then we'll do it. So as soon as we get this last pick by Max the Naked German, who is not naked this evening.
He's not naked this evening.
He is still German.
Caveat,
still German.
We have checked, as far as we know. So he is making his last pick of the fourth round. So far he's gone for Hazard, Ozil and Rooney, who can't have gone in many third rounds. Rooney, I thought I was hoping to sneak Rooney in the sixth or fifth, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's running down.
He is running down the clock. So Max is going to do one pick and then
just
leave
one
it
pick and
as
then
we go on a break.
Pause.
Who is that pick? He's done it.
Who did you pick?
The pick is in. He picked Gary Cahill.
Oh, that's a great
shout.
That
might be the least spectacular name to go to an advert in the history
might be.
Of names.
Gary Cahill.
Gary Cahill. We are now pausing. So we're going to go on a little break and then we'll be back with the rounds 5 to 8 probably in the Togger draft. And remember, now's a good time for you. Go start up your league. Invite some people. It's very fun. We'll help you find league mates. Just tweet
Absolutely.
Us and we'll retweet it. And we'll let you know how we get on the later round. So yeah, we'll see you in a minute. That's all for now on the Gaffer Tapes Togger Draft Special. Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast Togger Draft Live Special. We have had a lengthy break, probably too long. We're going into the fifth round. Max is on the clock. We've started the draft again. Off air, we might as well say it. He did just ask. So I'm worried that he's got a better squad than you and I, Tom. And he just asked whether Troy Deeney was black. And that is...
Shouldn't be a factor when you're picking a player.
That's the biggest, right? Not who does he play
but,
for. How many goals last season? Oh no, is Andy Carroll available?
So
going into the fifth round, we've seen a habit of defenders going into three and four.
Yeah, people have started getting
some
on
expert.
That.
I was consulting with an expert during the break, not Ash, like a proper one.
Yeah,
and he was saying defenders will start to go in three and four. So
really,
yeah, you're okay. even you're looking at phone. I'm fucking talking to you, and you're looking
Sorry.
At your phone.
Well, I'm taking it seriously. Stop swearing at me.
Who's Max picked? Has he picked?
Has Max started?
He's gone.
We've started right.
So the beginning of the fourth round
on,
is gone.
Fourth round begins.
He says he's picked. Has he?
I did.
He's picked. Okay, so we're going in. I've got to go
you
back.
You might
into
have to
mine.
Leave and go back into the draft room.
Oh, you've got to leave
you
the draft
have to leave
room.
And go back in.
Yeah.
Everyone has to do that?
And if you have any more racial intolerance, you'll have to leave the actual room.
My time is going down.
As well.
Yeah, the time's not going.
My time's going. We're on James Doncaster. So Deanie has gone. Deanie's gone.
He did go for Deanie.
Despite his heritage, he's gone in the fifth
doesn't
round.
Doesn't seem to matter.
That's good. And that's good.
That's good. That's the main thing. I like the fact that he asked, that was told, thing. And still picked him.
Yes.
I'm going to say that.
And that is, yeah.
And that is what we're looking for.
Yeah. And tolerance is, and that is what we're looking for. So, that's what. So here we go. Alderweireld's gone.
Alderweireld's gone.
So defenders are starting to go. Mahrez went third. Now that's a big one, because I don't think Mahrez will go. As in, I don't think he'll... I think he'll stay there. Stimmers has lost his spreadsheet.
That's breaking news.
Stimmers has lost his spreadsheet. Oscar P's lost his wife. Everyone's losing things.
Yeah,
we're in the fourth round. So Johnny's there. So there are a couple of risks. Trippier's gone. Good pick, that.
I'm slightly worried because I've entered the draft room again and all of the players that have been picked are
still
now
there. So maybe you need to just go back in. I mean, it's the blind leading the blind
very
much.
We're all learning.
I'd maybe even close down the app and go back in. So that's that.
Do you reckon?
But yeah, now's a good time for those listening. This hilarity. Start your Toggle League. Start your Toggle Draft League. And if you need more people in it, tweet us and we'll retweet and get people in there. So a lot of people are going now. Trippier went. Mahrez went. People risk. And some of the big names are still there. Ash is on the clock.
Well, I haven't got any forwards. So now
Ash is going to speak, everyone.
Ash is the only one. The only time Ash speaks.
On his own fucking podcast, Ash is going to chirp in. How many minutes in are we, Ash? Genuinely, how many minutes are we into recording?
Yeah, well, I've got to pick my player.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
3 minutes, mate. 3 minutes without saying anything.
So I've got to pick a player. So it's got a forward.
That's how it works.
And it's going to have to be one. It's going to have to be a wrist.
Why do you need a forward? Oh, you haven't got any forwards.
So I can go Costa.
Yeah.
Or,
again, you're doing that thing where you're asking the room for advice.
Both are.
And you've got 14 seconds.
They're not the only. There are other forwards who are going to play 38 games this season.
Or Giroud.
Literally,
Rondon. Someone who might not be playing. 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh,
who's he
one
gone?
Second left. He went Olivier Giroud.
Oh, laughter, hilarity.
Yeah.
Ash is the idiot.
Ash is the fool.
Wait till the end of the season.
Yeah.
Oh, I picked Charlie Austin and no one laughed. Unbelievable.
I laughed a bit, but I was probably wrong too, because, you know. So Ash basically, so that's a lesson. Do you regret then, Ash, getting to the fifth round of our striker?
I don't know, because I still have got the two best defenders, probably.
Yeah, you have. Alonso and Ash Paqueta. So Tadic has gone. Rafael's picked Tadic, and I think he knew he was doing that because he's writing frantically. Tell you who else writes frantically. Tom Holmes. You can get his novel.
Yeah.
The Game, Evolution of Men.
Alright. Very true. Alright.
He's written other shit. Yeah, he's written other stuff.
He said frantically, not prolifically.
Yeah. Thank you, Ash. First sensible thing you've said all day.
I mean, I don't think prolifically is a word. But,
So we've had Silva. Martial's gone.
Oh, quick.
Obviously not David Silva, but Martial's gone in the eighth. The Martial Rashford question is big though, isn't it?
Yeah,
Rashford.
At Martial.
Oh, actually. I looked at Rashford.
Yeah, I looked at Martial. I don't know if Rashford
has Rashford gone yet?
No.
Rashford. Well, yeah. Won't he get played? Stimmer's saying he won't get played, but his pre-season he's looked good.
He has, and he scored for someone else.
That is. And we're being handed notes that Ash doesn't need to see. So that's fine. And we'll see. We'll refer to that note in the next part. That is a very good point. And I'm looking at my own players.
I like that.
And
yeah.
I am safe. So we are all right.
I didn't bring my glasses, little behind the scenes.
Yeah, we didn't bring our glasses, our folders.
I didn't bring my glasses, so I can't see anything. The Excel spreadsheet.
Right. I'm very sorted. So we're getting to 8.
Blue Med's on.
He's got Sanchez, Coutinho. And that is a big... His first two picks were Sanchez and Coutinho, two players who might not be in the Premier League in a month's time.
If they are, he's laughing.
Yeah. For one.
I think it's the likeliness of Sanchez being in the Premier League is probably quite high because he may be going to City. But
Coutinho, do you think Coutinho?
Perhaps not.
Ash, what are you as a guest on the podcast today?
Yeah.
What do you think Coutinho will be at Liverpool?
Yesterday he agreed terms to join Barcelona, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. But obviously Liverpool hasn't agreed.
I'm on the clock.
Craig Hazel's
on.
So
you two can talk for once.
Okay. So what have you been up to?
Do you know what I mean? Fuck me.
Where'd you get your haircut?
So, this fantasy football.
The old fantasy football. Bars. Kicking bars.
for points.
So who do we think Craig's going to go for then?
I had a little sneaky look at what Craig was looking at. Which is why I'm now looking at it.
Yeah, but it doesn't help what kind of,
X-hamster. It doesn't know where you're sort of,
amateur honeys.
Yeah, well, Bertrand's gone, so people are going, Vertonghen's gone, yeah. I was looking at Vertonghen.
Do you know what? Well, I did say, just off air in the little break when we were all having a beer, I was saying how Southampton have got lovely fixtures for the start. If you're talking about going back to the FPL,
it's all green. Austin.
Yeah, no, I am. That's why I went Austin, because Southampton have got really good fixtures. Probably first 8 or 9 game weeks are just green.
I've gone Adam Lallana.
He's gone Adam bloody banana!
Adam Lallana!
I have gone for Adam Banana, yeah.
How long till someone picks Ibrahimovic or Costa?
Well, I don't know, but I think it's after 11, most importantly. So I think it's going to be after round 11. But the thing is, Tom has to do Tommy 2 picks.
Well, I've just picked
someone,
except it doesn't seem to have come up.
You can tell us because picked him.
I picked up David Luiz.
Right, you've gone for David Luiz, okay.
Right?
Yeah, say in a game show.
Right, so happy with that.
Oh, yeah, this is good. I love the fact that the one and only James Doncaster passed me notes as we're going along. And
I like that.
I never got any.
Is it mental email of the
mental note of the week. Yeah. One of them I'll be referred to, but I will fill time after we've done our picks with the next one because it's a very good question.
Show you where I'm going.
And I like
now.
The fact he gives them to me. Thinks that's the host. Do you know what I mean? That's the host.
He was probably thinking who's most likely to be able to read.
Give that to the anchor. Well, Tom hasn't got his glasses, so that's fair.
There you go, I've picked boys, it's back on Craig.
Who have you gone for?
I went Gabbiadini.
He's gone Gabbiadini.
I taught myself into...
So what have you got there, Tom? You've got midfielder and striker-wise. You've got midfielder, striker, defender, striker. That's nice. That's a nice little mix.
I taught myself into Southampton.
I've got three midfielders, a defender and a forward, so I'd happily pick up another midfielder or forward, but forwards are now few and far between, aren't they?
I think someone needs to grow some balls, #balls, and get Ibrahimovic, because I think if he does play, if he features, he will score.
It's funny
goals.
Saying that, because you've just had two picks and you didn't pick him with either of your picks.
I'll wait till someone else picks him,
and then you'll pick him.
Well done.
And then, you'll fucking pick him.
And then I'll have him, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
In defence of my Giroud pick, if Sanchez does go, surely they'll play Lacazette behind Giroud.
I don't think Giroud will get that much game time. I don't think he'll get that much game time.
I guess you can't hear the people in the audience, but they're all agreeing, nodding their heads.
Yeah.
They're all going,
you are brilliant!
Yeah. They're all with Ash t-shirts on.
Well, I've only got 26 seconds.
Guys, stop it.
26 seconds.
I can't take any
more selfies. Clock is running down.
Clock is running down, but...
Liverpool got good fixtures as well, Craig. Little tip for you.
I am picking...
Oh, I tell you what.
Ander Herrera.
He's gone for Herrera.
I thought about Townsend.
Again, United, decent fixtures.
I did think about Townsend. Openly. And there's another player who I wanted to get, but I'm going to hopefully try and get... I know it's a long way away, but I still think I've got a shot at getting him in the next round. So I'll let you know if he pops up. In the meantime, Tom, just top of my head, I just had a thought. What's your favourite Wallers memory?
Oh, blimey. Probably him and his daughter in a jacuzzi. Was that on his Instagram? I can't remember.
It's hard to remember, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is hard to remember. We're into the sixth round. It flies by.
When we got mentioned on his Wikipedia page was quite nice. I like that.
That was nice, wasn't it?
That was nice, yeah.
My favourite Wallers memory...
Where's Wallers?
We're going to have to find a way to work him into the next season of the podcast, I think.
I think he's still alive. He's still doing stuff. He'll just be, where's Wallers? He's at Tesco's.
No, yeah. But surely he's not playing football. Will be, where's... Rolando
Aarons, we have had that.
And talking of Rolando Aarons, no one's drafted him yet.
Yeah, I know.
Controversial.
People are asking why I haven't drafted Rolando Aarons.
Why haven't you drafted Rolando Aarons?
It'd probably be my last draft. If he's still there,
of course he won't be still there.
Who's having Rolando Aarons between now and then?
His average draft.
Everyone else is going.
His average draft position, guess.
999.
Unpicked.
So, Bailly's gone. People are now going, United seem to be getting featured by this. Stimmers is very happy with his picks. Although he picked Firmino in the first round, and I don't know if he regrets that. He's stuck a middle finger at me.
Joe Bloom's on with 20 seconds left.
Bloomhead's a renegade.
Bloomhead is a renegade.
Bloomhead likes to wait till the clock runs down.
He turned up today in an England shirt with a little...
He is a renegade.
Little suit jacket.
Earlier on,
I
saw him take a shit in a urinal.
He did. He did. And then just had a wee in the normal toilet, which is weird, isn't it? It's really weird.
I know, exactly. He's gone Townsend.
Chuck's on.
So he's gone for Townsend.
Townsend, that's decent. That's a good shout.
This is
he's in my fantasy Premier League team.
Yeah. Is he?
Why not?
Yeah.
Is he?
Well, because it just feels weird that you can pick anyone in that.
Yeah.
So it all feels a bit different to this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
I was talking with Chuck before, and the point for listeners is, because we are recording.
Yeah.
So the point for listeners is, obviously, normally, we're well beyond players that would ever be picked in your normal fantasy
side. Oh, yeah, definitely, You're sort of on about bench fodder at this point, aren't you?
Because normally, but I mean, strikers-wise, after you've gone past six strikers, you're having to think quite, you know, deep into the game, like the next big strikers. Like, looking at the forwards now, who's left in this draft, you're talking Vokes, Walcott, Rondon, Crouch, Carroll, Afobe, and the thing that people are forgetting, because I get the feeling, Tom, is people are looking at the order of last season.
Yeah,
the
I'm
new
thinking
promoted
that.
Side.
Who? Yeah,
let's stay quiet because these vultures.
Yeah, do you know what?
Should we get another beer?
Yeah, let's have another beer.
Should we get another beer?
Max
will get us a beer.
Can we get another couple of beers for our podcast host, please? Can we get some award-winning beers, please?
Yeah,
over here? Thanks.
We haven't mentioned the award once, and I think that's a credit to us. What I don't like is Ash isn't even picking it. He's still not fucking talking.
It's my pick now.
Yeah, 44 seconds left.
I'm trying
Ash
to decide
picking.
Between Rondon and Carroll.
Yeah, okay.
Rondon and Carroll. I think you should go Carroll, mate. I think you should definitely go Carroll. You should definitely go for Andy Carroll.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Right, yeah.
Go Carroll. He's West Ham. You're meant to be a West Ham fan. Pick Andy Carroll. Yeah, no, not that. Not Carroll or Snodgrass or James Collins.
Snodcakes. That's a great shout.
All that. All those ones.
Oh, fuck me. The first so many off the top times of my last head. Year.
Wilshire. Sure. Any of them. Any of them works. Chadwick, you'd love him.
Oh, no.
Oh, seven. No, six. No, no. Ash. Five. He's just going to click anything.
He's got nothing to do.
He went Rondon. Oh.
He went Rondon. Oh, hey. What?
Oh, can we just say.
He's done so well for you in the past,
isn't he? Can we just say.
Rondon's a good sixth round pick, isn't he?
Is Rondon. Yeah.
Ash, I'm with you on Rondon.
Rondon's a good sixth round pick. Blue Meadow Bruce.
Exactly. Look. See, I thought everyone cheered them because Chuck brought in two martini cocktails.
Espresso martinis.
Espresso martinis for Ash.
So, yeah. Oh, you said, ooh. Who else have we got? So, Rodriguez has gone. Good sign. Now, Rodriguez, I think he's a fucking great player, James Rodriguez. He is one of my favourite players to watch, but is he going to... Thank you very
Thanks,
much,
mate.
Chuck. Yeah, Rodriguez, he is such a good player. 15 million is an absolute bargain for James Rodriguez.
He's always injured, though, isn't he?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
He's not a 38-game player. It's a new phrase that I keep making up.
Although, does that mean my actual pick of Rondon was terrible? Because Rodriguez will get in ahead. Or will they play together?
Yeah. No, Rodriguez and Rondon, because Rodriguez will play wide in the front three.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
So it's fine. And he's looked good in pre-season.
Doncaster's hiding for his...
No one knows. Tom's a question for that. So there's questions out from Raphael.
We've just had a question from one
Sandro.
Of our players.
Sandro. Yeah.
Sandro. Yes.
I guess the worry is people are a bit scared to pick Sandro at Everton. So Raphael has Chateaubriand has asked us about him and why he hasn't been picked. And it's because he's not showing up on your scores last year. He's showing up the average draft pick, and Rooney scared them off. So the renegade James Doncaster of Mental Email of the Week has drafted a goalkeeper.
Oh, he's gone De Gea.
Yeah, it's good, I think.
I think it's early.
Yeah,
I think it's early.
Massively.
It's early for a goalkeeper.
Unless it's Asmir Begovic and you score an actual goal.
Unless it's Jose Luis Chilavert.
Yeah.
So... reference. So the first
keeper
has
gone. Yeah, Maverick.
Now, when you drafted a defender, Tom.
Yes.
All of these other pussy ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly.
Defenders.
They all drafted him in, so I think maybe people are now going to be looking at keepers.
I'm not sure Togger sanctioned pussy ass motherfuckers is a phrase.
I don't think so. We might have to bleep that out. The first ever bleep in 3 years of Gaffer Tapes recording.
We might be all right.
I think when people have heard that three times, you retrospectively talking about Bibi, they'll be like, it wasn't.
No, that's true, it's fine. So Koscielny's gone at the end of the sixth round, so we're on to the seventh round now, and it's gone. Snodders.
Solid pick.
Snodgrass. Snodgrass got. I don't think it's a solid pick.
Is that? But
I'll be honest, because where does he fit into that midfield now? Where does he fit into a midfield of that with the signings that are happening? I don't know.
But they're also injury prone. Apart from him.
I think he might move, if I'm honest. I know he hasn't been there long. But
who is he playing for?
Well, that is a great. Max has just drafted Snodgrass and asked who he's playing for.
He's going to be fucking good
when he figures out,
it's
West Ham. But I do think if Sigurdsson goes, he's not a bad replacement for Sigurdsson at Swansea. But you know, it's one of those. So who's left? So forwards wise, big talking about Ibrahimovic, Don Costa still there. I've seen who you're eyeing up.
Yeah, I am. Am I going before you?
No, you're not. But I'm okay. No. You're okay.
I like it because it's different.
Yeah. So there's a what are you thinking, Tom? Next midfielder, defender, forward.
I think I'm going to keep with I think strikers or I think midfield. I think there's still some stuff going on
midfield.
In midfield. Yeah, definitely.
Hey, how many rounds are there, Ash, in a draft?
15.
16.
15.
So 16. That's a lot, isn't it?
There are some mental picks here.
I think one of us might get drafted in the 16th. I can't think of any players outside of that.
By the end, it literally will be just flick, pick, flick, pick, flick and pick.
It's the old flick and pick.
It's the old classic flick and pick.
From Legally Blonde. Yeah, we're jamming. We're jamming, Scott.
We're jamming.
Chuck has spelled his name wrong. That's embarrassing. So, we're jamming's gone.
We're jamming.
Good play. And that is it. Holding midfielders are valuable in this game.
Quick pick for Adam Race, I believe.
Yeah.
And we're on to Johnny.
Johnny
is
Keane went
now
in the seventh.
Looking at his spreadsheet
not
that
Roy.
He's got in
Michael
front of him.
Keane,
he's got a lot
Roy
of
Keane.
Paperwork in front of him. And he's got a highlighter.
He's got two
different highlighters. We haven't noticed that there are highlighters here.
There are highlighters.
It's the first time I've been that close to a highlighter, Greg. How do you feel about that?
We should say that highlighters are not compulsory if you do want to start a draft.
No, you don't have to have a highlighter. But it makes you look cool.
Yeah, it does.
I had to write on a whiteboard the other day.
With
a
highlighter?
I felt like a teacher. No, not with a highlighter, but I just had to write on one. I felt like a teacher.
Why did you have to write on one? Were you doing a Matt Damon thing where they found out the maintenance guy's like the genius?
Similar.
Good Will
Hunting. Yeah.
They were like the radiator repairman.
Oh, all right, mate. Stop bringing that
up. What were you doing?
Presentation. I've got my own whiteboard and I just write stuff.
Like a list of shit.
A list of shit.
You know what? I'm
literally
terrible.
Shit.
I'm terrible at. Because I'm a cackander, so I smudge as I write.
Do you?
It's all good content.
Really good. How did you manage to fill like a whole draft? What we talked about? Craig's cack hands.
Tell you what, we talked about writing on whiteboards and snapfaxes.
There was
thoroughly entertained.
We talked about snapfaxes in the first 10 fucking seconds,
well,
mate.
What worries me, mate, is that there's a lot of new listeners at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, big
time. And we should have started in the second or third minute by saying not listening to this particular episode.
Or we could have gone like award. Best match with Don Monaghan and then done the draft.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that is true. And the only reason Dom is shit. Oh no, and Tom spilled an espresso martini.
Oh.
We need a rag.
But the technology.
Much technology.
The technology's safe.
Ash, you've got 10 seconds.
It's the first time.
The technology's safe.
And Ash actually does have about 15 seconds to pick.
Ash, you need to pick quick. Ash,
I've paused
Ash,
it. Don't worry about it.
He's paused it. He hasn't
paused it.
He's paused it. It was very good. But we're back. Right, so we had a bit of a disaster there.
I knocked a drink over, yeah. I apologise.
And in the time we cleaned up an espresso martini, Hugo Lloris was gone.
Yeah,
it's like a murder mystery.
Ash picked Lloris, which is quite strange.
Lloris is, well, he's the second keeper gone now. Rose has gone. Seventh round's flying now. Seven round is absolutely flying. I've only just noticed that Matt Ritchie's gone, and I'm really disappointed in that.
It's a great shout.
I'm really disappointed.
Really good
in that.
Shout. Matt Ritchie was fantastic last year for Bournemouth.
I'm a bit upset at that.
You don't mind me saying it.
Not Bournemouth, Newcastle.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, Bournemouth the year before, mate. Terrible.
Yeah, big time.
Oh my god, all my picks have gone. All my picks have gone.
They're starting to go, yeah.
This is very upsetting. So, we asked, it is getting pretty. Slim pickings. I'm starting to panic about mine.
It's starting to get that way, isn't it? Let's be honest.
A little bit. Because I was looking, has anyone taken to Moses yet? I think they have. They've gone. Moses has gone. So
Moses
I was looking at Moses.
Gone. Yeah.
Because he's, defender, but a wing back defender.
I tell you what, I think there's probably still some really, really good scoring defenders.
I think so. Fuchs has gone. So there's some, people are picking up defenders at a rapid, rapid rate, to be fair. Now, last season's hero, Gareth McCauley, is still available.
I was just going to say, McCauley's still available. That is ridiculous.
But is it because people just don't think he can do it again?
Is he?
He is, yeah.
He's still available.
So,
bit of a hero.
We're in a seventh round, and he statistically has gone as the 60th pick, Ash.
That's the fifth round.
Yeah.
It's the end of the fifth round, beginning of the sixth round. So he's a good pick for someone if he can do it again.
Don't do another.
So the last few has been defender. We've had a goalkeeper and three defenders in the last four picks. Yep. That's the sound of bottles in the background.
Yeah,
we are live from Double Bill Cafe above Pimp Chui. Kante's gone, and I know Tom wanted him.
Oh, that's where I was going. Who's that Kante?
Blumed's gone for Kante.
Blumed's gone for Kante. That's where I was going.
What's that?
Blumed went for Kante. So we're talking a lot of.
So the picks so far in the seventh round.
Yeah.
Snodgrass, Wijnaldum, Michael Keane, Punchin, Lloris, best pick of the draft, if you ask me. Danny Rose, Moses, Fuchs, Kante, and Ndidi.
Right.
Ndidi, do.
So we're on Craig Hazel. On me. So on my pick now. Minute left. I didn't realise for the first minute. So it is a toughie. I don't really know what to go for because it's whether I go for a defender or a midfielder, looking at my squad that I didn't pick half of, apparently. So, you know, I'm tempted to do auto pick and just let him do it, but I won't. You two talk, I'm going to pick.
Yeah, okay, so Craig,
so what are you feeling about your team so far? Tom,
I don't know. I'm relatively happy. I think a lot of them. I'm happy with Dele Alli as my first pick. I think they're an absolute.
They're all quite safe, actually. Yeah. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're not.
I've got a bit
too
more
bad.
Risky.
I've not got anything mental like Charlie Austin, who I've got a few jeers, but nothing too dramatic.
No Giroud's.
No Giroud's, which I'm quite happy with. Craig's got 19 seconds left. He's looking. He's looking worried.
Otamendi's thinking about it.
He's
going Macaulay.
He's just going to go Macaulay. Yeah. Of course he is. Yeah, he's got about 10 seconds left.
Who are you going to go for? You've got double
10
pick
seconds
coming up.
Left. He's seven, not.
Six.
Five seconds left. He's going to go Macaulay.
He's definitely
going to go Macaulay.
Two. One.
Oh, he just pressed
the button. Did he get it in time?
He had a little quivering hand.
Yeah.
He's gone Macaulay.
So Tom's now got a double pick.
Oh, it's on me. Do you know what?
You could go Behiba, Himmich, and Costa.
Do you know what? That's what I was going to do. Do you know what? Because.
Tom's got a double pick now.
Good point for Macaulay, though.
And I've done it.
Tom has gone Ibrahimovic and Costa.
Oh my God!
He's gone both.
Tom's gone Rose.
I've had it. Do you know what? I've gone there.
Costa. That's a I've wild goal. As a double, wait, it's really good because if one of them stays,
who's your other pick?
Costa.
Tommy. Tommy TK.
If one of them stays, that's an amazing pick.
In life, there is only two things: risks and
Tommy.
Yeah, risks and death.
Professionalism is
risks and death, and I'm not willing to die today. That's what it should have said.
Yeah, is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
So I've gone for another holding midfielder. So I've gone there. I've taken Wanyama.
Wanyama.
I don't think that's that bad in the eighth.
That's pretty good.
Wanyama in the eighth. I didn't really want Macaulay, but I was looking around for a midfielder that didn't exist.
So who have we picked?
But you know what? If I picked Wanyama then Macaulay, no one would have made fun of me, and that's important. So
far this round is Costa and Wijnaldum. The end of the seventh round, we had Ibrahimovic, Macaulay, Ndidi, and Kante, Fuchs.
Yeah. I like that, yeah. So obviously, I mean, you know, if Ibra does.
This is the interesting one, right? So everyone's got at least one striker, two strikers. Yeah. I've only got one. What point do people go for that? What is the equivalent in the game that we're used to, that 5.5 million strikers? So now you're kind of second striker, or auxiliary striker. These are the rounds, surely. 7, 8, 9 is when they go. You know, like you're not this year, because Lorente's a big player, he's gone already, but those ones from last year.
So those. Something that I think will be really important in this league, because we're drafting early. So what some people do is they miss the first couple of weeks and they draw like week three when the transfers have closed. But obviously, because we're doing a podcast, it doesn't make any sense because the listeners can't. It'll be too late. So people will still be signing whilst the transfers window's open.
Yeah.
And the way we've done the waiver is instead of it going normally, the more you pick people off the waiver in NFL, the lower your priority is.
Yes.
But the way we're doing it is the lower you are in the league, the higher your priority is. So each week, whoever's at the bottom gets
first pick on the waiver wire.
So if I'm bottom of the league.
You were going to say me, and then you realised, let's not pick on Tom. Come on.
So I looked at my team and then thought, I'm going to be bottom of the league. When I'm bottom of the league, if somebody does sign, I'll get first pick.
Yes. So that's good. And the waiver wire, for those who don't know, is obviously all the undrafted players.
That's right, yeah.
So, for instance, last year, at the beginning, like this, no one would have drafted Etienne. No one in a million years would have. And then, week one and two, he bangs in a goal. Whoever's bottom of the league gets first right to pick them.
Yeah.
So Capu's just gone, talking about.
Yeah.
Funny enough.
Capu has just gone. Yeah.
Ramsey's gone, Bolton Ramsey.
See that? This is a good thing for last year.
Yeah.
Like Capoue, Ramsey, Wanyama, Costa, they were still big players, even in that eighth round, and we've got 12 teams in it.
So in this round, we've had Costa's gone, because Tom went mental, Wanyama's gone, Bolton Ramsey's gone, Etienne Capu, Gay, Mata. Don Monaghan's good, mate. Mata, that's not a bad chat at all.
Yeah, see, I liked it. Again, I was looking at United fixtures in sort of general fantasy.
Lamella, Lamella goes. Lamella goes, great on FIFA.
Is Lamella still alive?
Lamella, Stimmer's throwing some shade for whoever drafted Lamella. Now, Ash, do you know who has gone in the on draft pick on your on the app? You look at them, and there's some players there in midfield, especially. Oh, Ash is on, so Ash is going. If you look at this Tommy T game.
So, I haven't got...
Mark Noble went at the 54th pick on average, and Williams at Palace went at the 40th.
Really?
And Stoke, who don't, you know, he only scored 79 points last year. He went for early. So, it's a tough one. I haven't got a goalkeeper, Tommy, and neither of you. So, I think we should look at goalkeeper.
Yeah, I should maybe look at goalkeeper.
And we get two picks. The good thing about draft 11 and 12 is we get two picks.
We can pick some really, really decent keepers.
Who's everywhere? This is all your fantasy football awards.
Sorry, it's a case of who you're going to get. Check is still available. Pickford's
still
available.
Where are your top 100 finishes? Yeah.
There's some big keepers there. I mean, we're going to take at least two of them.
Yeah, I'd say so. They are. Ash is just shouting about our award to the other participants in the draft.
And so he should. And he's gone for Rashford.
So I wouldn't normally pick Rashford, but...
He's drafted Alex Hunter. Everyone's getting a lot of beef here, aren't they?
I know,
Johnny Tong.
I wouldn't normally go for Rashford.
But you know what I mean?
I'm missing strikers.
No one else is having to do a podcast and draft.
Exactly.
It'll be a little bit contrary to what's happening. Johnny's just said he's picked Loftus cheek and been told he's an idiot.
Loftus tits.
By a Palace fan. Loftus tits is gone.
But yeah, this is the kind of chaos you can have if you do your Togger League.
It is really good.
It probably doesn't come across as good on a podcast, but it's really, really enjoyable.
Van Dijk's gone. Dick Van Dijk has gone. Dick Van Dyke has gone.
DVD is gone.
It depends where he's playing, but he's a great player. He's a great pick. I think that's a good pick.
Yeah, I like that. Well, I looked at it because obviously Southampton's fixture is so good, which I keep mentioning.
Lindelof's gone. Again,
it's Max
the Naked German with a double pick.
He's getting coached.
I said pick.
By Chuck.
So Max the Naked German is going to draft twice now, the 8th and 9th rounds. We're getting to the business end here where you're drafting players. Soon, Tom, you'll be drafting players you've never heard of.
Mate, that started about an hour ago. I'm not going to ask you. No, not true.
Not true. FBL
expert Tom Holmes.
People's champ.
People's champ Tom Holmes.
People's champ indeed. Do you know what?
It seems like a long way away from Harry Kane, doesn't it? A long way away.
He was only second pick. Nathaniel Clyne has gone.
NC.
And we're into the 9th round. The real dregs of the shit now. We're talking 2 a.m. in the club.
Dregory. Yeah, we are. Scraping the bottom of the barrel now.
So the 8th round picks. We had Tom Costa pick.
Yeah.
But he went with him and Ibrahimovic. If either of them stay, that's an incredible pick in the 8th round,
bad,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Victor Wenyama. Who I think is a good pick.
Thanks, mate.
Ramsey.
Ramsey's a great pick.
23 players.
Ramsey's a really good pick. For 87th, is mental.
Capoue, who we were saying, same as last season, if he plays, you know, if he does the same thing, it's going to be good. Idrissa Gueye. To wait and see.
Excellent.
Mata, 90th pick.
Yeah.
If he plays every week.
And same with this one. You're looking at the 9th round now. Gundogan, Shelby, Phillips. It's all good. There's some good picks going on now.
So I'm back under the gun.
Yeah, you go for it, mate.
So whoever I pick out of the whole league is obviously going to be wrong. Stimmers is there, waiting, scouring the league for the incorrect pick.
I'm going to draw from the toilet.
Craig's going to draw from the toilet.
Yeah, you crack up.
Yeah.
Are you for West Ham?
Craig's...
is he still available?
Craig's gone to the toilet, so we're just carrying on. That was the toilet door shutting. Is he mic'd up? Can we hear him have a poo? Imagine that. Just looking in the mirror, just snapping himself. Going, come on, Craig!
You can do better than this.
This isn't what Daddy would want. Daddy wouldn't like you.
If you want that again, you can have him.
Ash is on about 30 seconds left. What are you thinking, Ash? Talk us through your thought process.
I am thinking, are you?
It's late in the day.
thinking, are you?
Did you let me influence you?
Am I what?
Yeah, it did, yeah. He's so far. He's like the least picked West Ham player there is.
Is he?
The left.
Okay, so you're thinking, are you? He's got 18 seconds left, 17 seconds. Going down, he's got Ayew. He's picked Ayew. Andre Ayew.
Oh, I might have gone for the Swansea. I actually think the Swansea one's a good pick in the regular game. Yeah. Oh, in
Oscar
this.
Oscar P in America is now picking. Over in the US and A.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Thank you. We've gone just over. I think are we just over halfway throughout?
No, way over halfway.
200 million.
Yeah, I think we're about halfway, mate.
Oh, he only just... Oh, yeah, Benjamin Mendy only just went. 102nd pick.
102nd pick was who? Yeah. Mendy. Yeah. A lot of people, FPL-wise, were looking at Mendy, the tweeting their teams recently. Oscar, yeah, we might run his time down, 41 seconds potentially. How was your toilet break, Craig?
Very good, mate.
First game tape toilet break.
Yeah,
as well.
I did some research in there. but yeah, so you know your listeners when they're mentioning
Danger
Wank.
Danger Wank.
Yeah.
Chuck's on.
That's a good pick.
Just had Mustafi, yeah.
That's a good pick. I saw that.
There's not a lot of goalkeepers going, Tom. What are you thinking next round?
I've got an idea of where I'm going next round.
Yeah,
you've got to pick Rolando Aaron, surely.
Yeah, I will do. But that
should have been your round one pick,
isn't it? Yeah,
at some point,
I did think that because at the end of the day, I think you know I'm learning as I'm going. I'm going to potentially be the whipping boy.
Has no one picked friend of the show Begovic?
No, that is all.
Oh, I've got to do that.
We haven't.
Some people don't, but some people go early.
We haven't drafted Begovic and we haven't drafted Paul Danan. Both friends of the podcast. Or Lee Sharp.
We
haven't drafted Lee
Sharp.
Sally Gunnell. Cheryl Baker.
Gunwell.
All followers on Twitter. The Channel Gunnell.
As you said. Is that one of mine?
Yeah.
Tom's
just reminded
everyone.
That was one of his. It was a
Channel Gunnell.
Channel Gunnell. It was when we were coming up with TV pilots. So yours was the Channel Gunnell, where Sally Gunnell hurdled her way from England to France.
I tell you what,
I had
that to your bosses.
More T Vickers when ex-England rugby captain Phil Vickery opened up a cream tea shop in Devon.
That's nice. I like that.
So we're coming to the end of round nine. We're going to take another break.
The draft may continue. We're going to break a little bit on the pod. I don't know how it's working.
We're going to see
how it goes. Knockout's gone.
Craig, you're on.
God damn it, I was going to draft him.
Craig's on, then it's me.
That's frustrating, that. So, I was going to draft him. So I'm going to take a little goalkeeper.
Who have you gone for?
Check. That's the one, I think. Yeah.
Is it me?
You play him every week.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on, mate.
It's me. I'm in.
Who did you go for?
I've gone Berahino.
Right.
I'm just going strikers now, really.
You want strikers.
So that's the end of that round, isn't it?
So that's the end of part two, the Gaffer Tribe.
Yeah, so that is. So once again, it's all been chaotic, but that is the end of our ninth round. There are 16 rounds. We're not going to record all of them. We're just going to take you through probably the first 11 at least. So come back and we'll be finished off the draft for the 11 rounds. And you kind of see what kind of players are drafted at these kind of times. And also go and start your own Togger League, obviously. That's it. And download the guide, download the app, do all that jazz.
Yeah, definitely. Twitter,
won't we? We're going to be coming back in part three when we finish off our draft late into the night. The beers, Elvino did flow.
Very much so.
And see how we get on. And who's going to draft Orlando Aarons? Who knows? You're going to find out in the next part of the Gaffer Takes Togger Draft Live Special. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast Togger Live Draft. I'm a consummate professional and they're all laughing because I'm that good.
You don't really well, mate.
Again, in with Ash, Tom, Craig, and at the Togger Live Draft special,
Johnny
the bloody expert.
Hello.
You're going to educate us as we go into the final rounds. Now, have we started the clock? No.
We haven't.
Tom's going to be drafted next.
Blimey.
We're going to get live advice.
Okay.
So you've seen
Tom.
your credentials.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is my third season in Toga. Just
done.
Started.
You're already the most qualified man.
So I've been writing for Toga, doing a blog for them for the last 2 years.
Right.
So
brilliant.
I wouldn't quite go as far as expert.
We would.
There'll certainly be arguments in my week whether I'm, but I certainly have experience in the format.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have more experience in Grease sequels and 90s WWE Attitude Era than we do fantasy football. And yet,
correct,
we're making a moderate success of it. So, Tom's on the clock. You can see his squad. So, is the draft back on, Ash?
It should be.
Right. So, Tom's got Ali King and about 17 strikers who may or may not have retired.
Yeah, I've got a lot of strikers.
What does he need?
He probably needs someone other than a striker at this
yes,
point in time.
Yes, that's exactly what he needs. And that's why you've been writing for 2 years.
But
so that's there.
Counterpoint. Does he double up on strikers? Because now he's got a good trade position.
It's not eBay.
Like, it is, just, though. Because now, so the advantage of Togga over FPL is you can trade.
I've gone.
Well,
I'm
he's gone.
Your
he's got to go again. What do you recommend next, John?
No, he's already got it. Give him a barrier.
He's gone, he's went for
right,
two.
It's me. What do you recommend to me, John?
probably not another goalkeeper. You went a bit early for a goalkeeper, I think.
Really? I went later than some.
Ninth round is probably about seven rounds too early.
Right, but so what do we...
Lovely.
Well, hang on, all right. Let's at least start with them. They've got. There's keepers went in the sixth and seventh round.
Yeah, but you're not a sheep, are you?
I am a sheep, John. That's exactly what do we think about a defender? What do we think about I've got to come out of the draft to go back in.
John, don't give me a moment.
Oh no, I can't get back in the queue. What's going on?
If you're looking at defenders still to go.
Craig Dawson's available, and Craig Dawson is
available. No.
I've already got a West Brom defender though, John. What do we think?
I wouldn't worry too much about that.
What do we think about?
What do we
think about Nacho Monreal?
Well, Nacho's probably going to play centre back this year, I think. He'll probably get a game. Yeah,
I mean,
Nacho
I'm not in the app at the moment.
You probably want to get in the app if you want to make a
I know, well, that is it.
You're getting an extra 20 seconds to go, mate.
We're going
to
get auto picked here. That's what's going to happen.
Cedric for Southampton's
a draft.
There's 21 seconds.
Cedric's not going. No, I don't need to.
I'm in, I'm back in.
If you can get Cedric and then 10, you're probably on to a winner.
Do you think so?
I would say so.
So where's he at? There he is there. So I'm back in. So you reckon Cedric's not a bad shout? Done.
I would go for it.
Done. Brilliant. That's why John's here, people.
That's why John's here. We just like to say, John isn't actually part of the Gaffer Tate's Togga Draft League.
He's above that.
He's above it. He's very much above it. He's come along as an expert.
Yes.
To tell us where we're all going.
Well, this is a question, John.
So who did you go for?
Cedric. Good question. So you reckon goalkeeper first? Good time to draft your goalkeeper.
Okay.
What round?
So I would reckon that most people would take their goalkeeper in round 16.
Brilliant. So that's good to know.
So there have been a few early picks in terms of goalkeeper here. At the end of the day, you've got 20 goalkeepers that are going to be first choice starters in the Premier League. 10 of which are going to be taken, or 12 of which are going to be taken in this draft.
Right.
So you've got your choice of anyone.
It's the NFL equivalent of drafting your kicker.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. So it's too early. And then what about defender? You said sort of off-air to me, third, fourth round, the top defenders will start to go.
Top defenders, probably the end of the third, start of the fourth, and then sort of trickling down after that, but not too many going early.
Yeah,
Everyone's going to take their forwards first.
Yeah,
And then followed by the midfielders. And
so we're going into the 11th round in a minute, and I've only got... We're in the 10th now. Chatty. 11th going in. I've only got one forward. That's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a major problem. Yeah. You've also got a Carlos Kickerball, have you? With Lacazette.
I've got Lacazette. I didn't want Lacazette.
Yeah, but that's what you've got.
My hand was forced.
It might be a good shout, though. It could potentially be a very good shout.
I'm thinking strikers. Going for a player that's a promoted one, a Tom Ahmed or
this could be a good choice. So anyone that starts every week is going to be a bonus.
That's it.
So if you've got, even Glenn Murray might be in there still.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Glenn Murray's in there. Ahmed's not picked. Murray's not picked.
For Swans.
Tommy Abraham's not picked. He's on my radar. So yeah. That's a good point. I think LaSalle's going to have a big season at Newcastle as well. I like him, but it's whether they're going to concede for shit, isn't it? But he's a passing centre-half. But how many leagues do you play in then? Just the one?
So no, I've got three at the moment.
Three? How do you do that though? Yeah, isn't that like having an affair?
You almost have to have your first choice and then have your bet on the side.
It's a lot of diary management.
Yeah, and
so much.
There's got to be priorities. So certainly on a Saturday you've got to focus on one and then follow up with another.
Are we talking about the drop, not the affair? Focus on a Saturday was the draw.
Well, you can take it wherever you want.
That's it, yeah, okay.
Can I ask you some questions about your personal life?
As long as they're limited. Yeah.
Well, no, that is all very helpful because obviously all of our listeners might be new to this. And also, you can start a draft after the first week, aren't you?
Sure, any point of the season. So, for instance, we do a Toga Writers draft or draft league, which started January last year.
Right.
So we started at that point and finished at the end of the
obviously,
season.
Obviously, because then you know the lineup. Because presumably after the first week, a lot of people are dropping and going straight for the waiver. Because then,
sure. And this is one of the most important things as well, because if you do your draft at this moment in time, then the transfer window is obviously open until the end of August. And so whoever's got 12th pick in the draft has the first choice in waiver.
Yes.
To, who can essentially wait until some marquee signing comes in before the 30th of August, which you would probably imagine might happen.
Yeah.
So the last three picks you would hope would be able to pick up another sort of top signing.
Because a lot of people here have drafted the likes of, like, one of our ninth picks got Sanchez and Coutinho, first two picks. They might both be out.
I've genuinely made a mistake here.
Yeah.
So it's a big risk.
He's injured. I didn't realise that.
Callum Wilson.
If he's fit, Callum Wilson's a good pick.
A lot of laughs. Well, John, thank you. Not but very much. It's been a pleasure getting this advice. And we may well ask our followers. What's your Twitter handle, John?
It's rather embarrassingly at Spaced Penguin.
If
you're familiar with the Toga format, then you might know it already.
I'm sure that some of them will, some won't. But John's the guy that goes for us. Thank you very much. John Randall,
thank you, John.
And I'm telling you now, John, if Cedric's shit, I'm coming for your house. So that is it. Yeah, no, Cedric was great. Thank you very much, John.
I think we should get Captain Ballsack on next then.
Yeah, maybe we'll bring over Stimmers in a second.
We might bring Stimmers.
Did someone pick Coleman?
Coleman's
got pick. One leg.
So it was Coleman, Ash, can you talk us through your last pick, mate? You went for Callum Wilson. Everyone laughed. Everyone was saying it's not a bad pick, but then as I picked him, I realised he's still injured.
Yes. Well, Seamus Coleman had the most horrific leg break.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Neil Taylor. So Bashwai's gone in the 10th. Yeah, but that's from Doncaster, isn't it? Who knows what he's going to do?
What's Doncaster
gone
for?
He's changed his format after the first three, so
Bashwai.
No commitment.
There weren't many left after going for Kane Mainsain. It was difficult to follow that up. Have we thought of any others? It's almost
Kane
there.
Kane potentially.
So we're back onto Max. Max, the naked German. He's back on for the 10th and 11th rounds. And Max is going very deep into their personal life before they do it. How's his team looking? Now, Max, controversially, Hazard, Hazard, Ozil, Rooney, Gary Cahill, Troy Deeney, controversially, Koscielny, Snodgrass, Klein,
I like it. There's definitely
it's a good thing to
Gary
have.
Cahill was a great
guy. When you're doing your draft, you want to have a draft guide and a genealogy website.
That is it. Yeah, exactly. That is it. And that
he's got a Hungarian mother.
That is all you need.
A Hungarian mother.
He's Norwegian.
Can we call the episode "He's Got a Hungarian Mother"?
Or "Is Troy Deeney Black"? I think it's probably the best one. Although, do you know what? When I used to play Champ Man before it's Football Man years ago, I would famously sign Trevor Benjamin from Cambridge United because he was brilliant. And in my head, I just always pictured he was like a 5'8" skinny white fella. And then I saw Trevor Benjamin on telly, and I was like, he is not who I pictured him to be, that guy.
I remember that it was the same on FIFA, like back in the day. Like, I mean, literally.
When they're all
like,
just hair.
Yeah.
Oh, Emre Can's gone.
That's a sentence you never thought
you'd say. Emre Can has gone. Every time I say it, I feel like I'm announcing a murder mystery series.
Emre Can has gone.
JD's happy. Lovren. It's a Liverpool loving. Can's gone. Lovren's gone. Is it Alberto Moreno's time?
Johnny.
It's not.
With his
Tammy Abraham's gone. That's upsetting. What do you mean? The on loan Chelsea striker at Swansea. Very good player.
Yeah.
The fact that Abraham's gone after Batshuayi is very surprising. But Tammy Abraham's a very good player.
Still a lot of surprises for me still, that which helped me pick my...
The fact we're still on air is the biggest surprise for me.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Andre Gray's still there. Andre Gray's there.
I know, but yeah, a lot of people are thinking from last year's fantasy football game, you know, people like Gray, people like Callum Wilson, they just won't get a point, simple as that.
No.
But then if they're fit, they will, because Callum Wilson, season before last,
was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
the talk of the town.
He really was the talk of the town.
He was the talk of the town.
And you're trying to find the next talk of the town. Now, I'm looking through the
Ashes
next
on again. How is that a thing?
I know. I just don't know.
It's coming around incredibly quickly.
Mate, it's frighteningly quick.
Frighteningly quick.
I don't really know what to do. But yeah, listen, it's
game
a tough
week,
one.
Game week one, though.
Yeah.
What do we know about game week one? We know that it kicks off 11th of August.
Yes.
And Friday night, first game is a Friday
Weird
night
that.
Game.
Feels
yeah,
odd.
Really.
And obviously, and Harry Kane's playing 3 Sundays in a row. Which
yes.
is a big one. And you don't want to, a lot of people are thinking it's going to be tough to watch that if you don't have him. But obviously, in a draft format, only one guy's got him.
Yeah.
So that's a big, big thing. And also, I don't think fixtures matter as much in draft because you can't suddenly go, United have got a good run of fixtures, I'll take Rashford. You can't. Someone else has got it.
No,
so it's quite fixtures are less important for this. People getting a bit
I have
too
been
stuck
again.
On that.
I keep going on about it, but Southampton's fixtures at the start are so good that surely that helps you build up points.
Maybe
you know, draft wise,
it's head to head.
Still smashing.
It's a head to head format,
and then get rid of
the person next year.
Yeah.
You could be the second lowest scoring team that week
yeah.
and get your points because all you've got to do is beat what's in front of you.
Also, a lot of time last season I was playing NFL, so I won my NFL league, but I lost the last 3 games of it and just managed to creep over the line.
Yeah.
So the first like 8 weeks I was just smashing people who were getting like 40 points. But when it got to the end, I started to pick up a lot of injuries and then people who weren't doing that well would just creep ahead of you. So the fact that you smash people earlier in the season, because it's head-to-head, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
In normal FPL, like if you're on, you're 1,000 points ahead of somebody, it doesn't matter if they get more than you in a week.
Yeah.
Whereas in head-to-head, obviously it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a very good point.
Yeah.
That is a very good point.
I think in my NFL league last year, I was the second highest total score, but only finished 6th.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of those, isn't it? So.
I think like Max the Naked German's like very knowledgeable about the NFL.
Yeah.
But just every week had bad head to heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So ended up losing.
Max, typical classic Max.
Yeah.
So Max.
Classic Max.
So Max.
So Mark Albrighton's got. I've been looking at Mark Albrighton since about 2003. Now, I've been looking at him since about round 5, I'd say, and just keep looking to get him. But we're on round 11. I just like Mark Albrighton. He looks like a young Christopher Eccleston. I think he's got the nose.
I'd need to know who both those people were to be able to tell you if that's true.
It's so close to being my go, so I need to concentrate. You two, have a chat.
We'll have that. Stimbleby, David Stimbleby is on at the moment.
Yeah.
A few names that are still
Ashley
there.
Williams is quite a good one for Everton.
I'll tell you what, shut up, because that's where I was going.
He's already gone.
He's gone, mate. He's just gone.
Oh, you're shitting me. Well, that was me.
So far this round. You can tell we're obviously...
Yeah, let's have a bit...
We've got Chan, Lovren, Abraham, Aki, Romeu, Van Aanholt, Albrighton, Sturridge and Williams.
Van Aanholt was a shout, I think.
Yeah,
that was
Raphael
a great
went
shout.
That.
Raphael, yeah. Smashed it with that.
Sturridge is a weird one.
Oh, Yoshida's another
guy. See, I'm in a position, it's me on the clock now, and I've only got one striker in round 11, which was ill thought out.
Have you really?
Yeah, I have. Tom's got some strikers.
I've got about 18 at the moment, mate.
I've got a lot of DVDs. Yeah. How do you feel about swapping some of them?
I've got a DVD player.
Hello! I smell an exchange.
Let's talk.
This is the advantage of Togga, is that over regular draft, is that you can do...
Trades. Yeah.
So I think Tom, as he's just got all the strikers in the game and nothing else, he's going to be in a good trade position.
Well, a bit more than nothing else.
But he's not going to be able to figure out how to do the trades.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to have to now pick the dregs of the strikers. So I've taken Andre Gray.
He's taken Andre Gray.
Andre Gray. So I've had to go for Andre Gray. And I'm not going to lie, I'm going to have to do back-to-back striker picks.
So I think after...
I've picked James McArthur straight away.
And then next pick, you're on straight away. That's how it works.
No, wait a minute. I've paused the draft.
He's paused the bloody draft.
Ash has paused the draft.
Because that was the end...
of the 11th round.
End of the 11th
round. So we're going to wrap up.
Should we wrap the pod?
I think we should just do quickly talk about everybody's team.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the last few rounds off air.
Okay. Yes, good idea. So
this is everybody's first team, basically.
It's a 12 team league, and we've been told we got it wrong on keepers, for starters. So us dickheads who took keepers that early, you should have been 10 to 16. And Hazard, first pick. I think that's the biggest note of the whole.
But it could, by the end of the year, it could work out. Although Max had to trade up for it, but he didn't have to trade anything for it. So
So Hazard first pick.
But I'm surprised who's picked second?
JD. Yeah.
I'm surprised he's gone Kane over Lukaku because Tottenham are playing away all season. I would have gone Lukaku.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's paused it.
I think this is it.
He's definitely paused it.
Yeah, he's paused the draft. But I think it's a different game. It's such a different thing. Fixtures don't matter as much. I know they're playing away because they're not at home. But I don't know. I'd have maybe gone Lukaku. But I think it's safe to say for anyone who's starting it for the first time, those big strikers are going to go early in the first five picks.
Are there any in the first round? Are there any surprise picks for you?
Firmino. I wouldn't take a Firmino in the first round.
Really? 100%. What did he, what's he gone for us? What in the 10th pick?
10th pick. And 11th was Sigurdsson, but obviously that was an auto pick. Yeah. I'd probably taken Lacazette.
I'm surprised that Ali has lasted till 12th.
Yeah, 11th.
And Eriksen, who scores really high.
I thought Eriksen would go a bit earlier. Yeah, other than that, I thought Mo Salah might go a few earlier as well, actually. But, you know, Pogba's due a big season. He might go. John said he would go first round in his draft league, Pogba.
Pogba, yeah. So that's big.
Oh, really?
I had my eye on Pogba. I did. I had my eye on
Pogba. Who got Pogba?
He went just before
Race for life. And he's got Lukaku, Pogba, Zaha, Redmond, Mahrez all in his
massive.
First five picks.
That's
big five picks. But anyway, yeah. we're going to be carrying on with the draft into the early hours. But please, it is a lot of fun. Go and find some bloody friends and do it.
Find some friends.
If you've got a handful of people and you want to make a 12-team league, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes and at PlayTogger, and we'll help you find some people to go in.
But whatever you do, if you do it, don't record a podcast.
No, it's very hard to do
because it is incredibly difficult. And if you're listening for the first time and you've made it this far, fuck me,
this isn't what the podcast usually is. We'll add that when we tweet it out. But thank you very much for listening. Please go and start your own Togger League. This is going to become a yearly event for us, hopefully, or you do a draft. It's a lot of fun.
Doing a live draft is really good.
It's so much fun. It's literally so much fun.
So
best
much
night
fun.
I've had out for since God knows.
And we're going to finish off the last round of the draft where people are drafting players they've never heard of. Tom's going to try and draft Jermaine Genus, and Ash is going to call me Arias Stark as he did off air, which is quite offensive. Thank you very much to Togger for putting on an awesome draft for us. We're going to keep you posted throughout the season how we get on. Please go and do your own, screenshot us your draft, and that's all we've got time for from everyone at the Gaffer Tapes Togger live draft special. That's it for now, isn't it, Tom?
Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.
And goodbye. Cheers! Yeah.